Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Thank you, Spencer. We are live right here at T-Box. I can't tell you how much we enjoy this. This is awesome. Come on down to the, if you're anywhere in the area, I know we've had a lot of people. I've been talking about T-Box for a few months now, and a lot of people who listen to the show have come on by, joined the leagues out here. But today's a special day since all the shows are out here. We're giving away a $500 cooler. All you have to do is play around at Pebble Beach, and if you got the low score at the end of the day, because everybody's going to play the same course. You don't have to play at the same time. All the course conditions are going to be the same. Everybody's going to play that same course, and if you have the low score, you're taking home that beautiful, beautiful cooler. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Excellent segment about words, fellas. Kudos. Shut up, Jackie. I know that you're just, I know that that's not true. You don't think it was an excellent segment. You're just making fun of us right now. Okay. Jackie, as if Jackie can afford to make fun of people.
Wait,
why isn't he here?
We were talking about Riz and Johns.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to. He needs to know these
things.
Why
isn't he here anyway? This is his hood.
Yeah. Galveston. Yeah. I guess he can make it here.
Like,
yeah.
This is.
Or he's not even Galveston. He's.
He's. Yeah. That little whatever.
The Astros to recover. We haven't gotten to. Let's hit NBA Finals quick, or just some headlines. NBA Finals. Jokic got his 9th triple double of the postseason. He set a record for most assists in a first appearance in an NBA Finals. It's a pretty specific record, but he had 14, breaking Jason Tatum's 13. He becomes the third player in NBA history to have a triple-double with 60% from the field. I don't know if there's other qualifiers there, like, you know, that's in the Finals. I don't know if there's other qualifiers, like game one of a Finals, but the only other guys doing it was Wilt Chamberlain and LeBron James. You and I talked about this, John. That's a big team. That's a long team. That's an athletic team. And that's actually a pretty skilled team. And when Jamal Murray is there, it makes a huge difference. He's getting better and better and better as a player. And Jokic right now is the best player in basketball. I mean, you can go back to this easily could be a back-to-back-to-back MVP scenario. He stays healthy. There's no reason to believe he's not a guy that relies on explosiveness or quickness. So it's not like that's going to impact his game in 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years. I can see a scenario where this guy, and he's kind of humble in the terms of appears to say all the right things from a basketball standpoint. So I don't know if he's going to get derailed off the court with off the court stuff. This could be a guy that we're looking at who puts up historic numbers when it's all said and done. He's hit 2 MVPs. I don't think it's crazy to think he'll get 2 more during his career. You do have, you know, one of the superstars of the league that you thought could have challenged John Morant. We don't know where he is. Zion Williamson hasn't proven anything. Dame Lillard's on the way out. LeBron, well, relatively speaking, he's getting older. LeBron's on the way out. You still have Jason Tatum is still a very good player. Jaylen Brown could step up and become maybe a more impactful statistical player with another team. Kevin Durant's getting older and is has a hard time staying healthy. James Harden's getting older. Like, of course, you have Wembanyama coming on the scene, which could drastically alter the course of MVPs. I think Banchero is going to be a major factor over the next couple of years, but I think Şengün's going to be a factor. But man, that NBA team, that Denver Nuggets team, with only one player that's out of, you know, of their core players that's not under contract, they have, it appears as though they are set to win at a high level, provided they can stay healthy. And that's, every team has that. They looked really good yesterday. I think Jimmy Butler's going to come out on fire. He didn't do anything in game one at all.
14 shots.
Yeah, he's going to come out on fire in game two.
Bam was good, but
here's an over-under.
The trio of Struss, Robinson, and what was the guy that was really good in the –
Bam Adebayo?
No. The guy – Martin.
Oh, Martin.
And Martin,
yeah.
2-for-23.
Oh, yeah. They were terrible.
They were awful.
Because Adebayo had a pretty good game. Here's a question.
Adebayo had a real good game.
Here's a
but
question.
But he can't carry them.
No. It's got to be Jimmy. But here's a question for you. The over-under start to series for Jimmy Butler's highest scoring game was 34.5. Now, we're one game down, and it looks like, you know, it could potentially be a sweep. I don't think it will be. Do you think Jimmy – I still think Jimmy gets over 34.5 in one of his games.
I don't know. They're really long defensively. I mean, that's a problem. Well, it was one game. Jimmy is going to be more – he's got to be more aggressive than he was in game one. He just has to
He will be.
He has to take over the game, and he's got to – if he doesn't, then this is going to be a short series. This is how they got here. They rode Jimmy, and he's got to step up, and he's just got to be better. There's no question about that. Interesting, Nick Nurse met the media and asked specifically of wanting James Harden back with the Philadelphia 76ers. Listen to this answer, and you tell me if you think what you think of Nick Nurse and James Harden. Oh, he's trying. Okay, he's got to find it. Sorry about
17.
That, John. You got it. Let us know when you got it. Roosh says it's a 70% chance. Roosh says it's a 70% chance that James Harden is a Rocket next year. Here is Nick Nurse talking about James Harden being a 76er.
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this is that James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back.
Okay. Does that sound like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, it said I'd be very happy if he came back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty, but what he's telling you is the truth. James opted out of his contract, now James has a decision to make, and I think behind the scenes, obviously Nick Nurse knows the dynamics of this, and the dynamics of it, I think, is going to turn out to be – the dynamics is going to be that James Harden – does James Harden want to – does he want to be part of a team that has a chance to win right now, or does he want to be on a rebuild team that has a chance to be better next year with him and go potentially live his best life? James supposedly was chasing rings before, and – not supposedly, he was – and with you know, with the Nets, it didn't work out. I think for James, he figured out this Brooklyn living, wherever he ended up living, Manhattan. I don't know. He's a West Coast guy. He's not an East Coast guy. Then in Philadelphia, these are harsh fans. It's the mindset is different. He's not going to go to the same kind of places. They don't know him there. I think James has always been a lifestyle player, right? He's a really good basketball player who's a lifestyle player. And I think the lifestyle matters a lot to him. His quality of life matters more than I think his best chance to win a title. So because of that, I think he will definitely I think he's going to be a Rocket. My question would be, it's not like we haven't covered this a lot, but why would the Rockets put much stock into a guy that's going to potentially slow down Jalen Green? I mentioned this before. People always talk about mentoring young players. Who's the young players he's ever mentored? He had older veteran Rocket teams. He went to a team full of superstars with the Nets, with the Sixers. Like, who was he mentoring? Who's he ever mentored? It's been James's way.
Yeah.
He doesn't take a back seat except unless he plays with star players. Why do people think James – part of mentoring is being unselfish, because sometimes to mentor – you have to know when to take a step back and let the young guy grow. And Paul George came out and said, I don't think James of Houston, he told Jalen Green this.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea, because you're not going to learn the things you need to learn by going through them. You're not going to experience them for yourself, learning to get out of double teams, learning to score at this particular time, to find these shots. And I just it's just so weird to me that Houston gets so obsessed with bringing back old players. Daryl does that all the time. You know, his comfort level of P.J. Tucker, this, that, and the other. Did you hear Patrick Beverley act like he thinks that he's going back to Houston too? Patrick Beverley's made that comment.
Really? Where's Ryan Anderson? We got to get him back. Where?
Well, no, but what about P.J. Tucker?
P.J. Tucker, got to have him. No.
Do you want Dwight
Howard? Dwight Howard is leaving Japan or wherever he is. He wants to come back. Let's go.
He's never going to leave there because all he does is – why am I hearing about Dwight Howard? Why is anyone covering what Dwight Howard says all of a sudden when he tells NBA players to come to Taiwan or whatever? Why are people covering this?
I don't know.
They did it. He did it one time to LeBron. Okay, it's funny, whatever, and now move on. Now Dwight Howard thinks that – why are we going to Dwight Howard for commentary on anything?
No idea.
For what?
I do know
when
this.
When did he become a guy that we went to?
I do know this. We are out here at T-Box all day long and want you to come. My boys are okay, I don't know why Jake and Brad are both are texting me, okay, during the show when they should get up here and hit some golf balls before they get here early, boys, and hit some golf balls. I want to see that Jake horrible swing. I need you to get up here today, no matter who you are. The shows are all going to be here all day long. Get up here to T-Box. And let's go. We're vying for the nicest cooler I've ever seen in my life with the Astros logo on the front, wooden Astros logo on the front, Astros logo on the top. It's just beautiful. But you hear the people hitting balls, right? You're playing Pebble Beach. You're playing over 100 different courses, 8 different simulators here. Great place to come for your lunch. You can play a whole course in an hour, in less than an hour. You can cut a beautiful bar, great people. You will love it. It's just a great place. If you're looking for a great place, and especially this summer when it's hot, you don't feel like playing 4 hours outside, soaking wet, well, you got it right here at T-Box Texas. In Kima, TBoxTexas.com. That's TBoxTexas.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Don't do the tech. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about this? Corey just told me Center Court Pizza is bringing lunch today over here. We've got Chick-fil-A breakfast.
I don't know how much of that's left, though.
Not much.
We're putting a dent in that.
Yeah, the fruit is left. Surprisingly, our listeners didn't eat the fruit.
The fruit is left.
So Center Court Pizza, Corey says, it's just awesome. And they're going to be bringing lunch by. So you can come over here.
I want some of those, John.
Eat, drink, listen to the show, play golf on the simulators. Our shows are here all day long. So come and listen to Paul or Joel and Jeremy. And then I'm pretty sure they'll have a plan for the dinner hours as well with the boys.
Come meet those
the Wheelhouse
jobs.
Boys. Yeah. And come meet the shows. Come meet them. Man, these guys are – what are those regular iced teas?
Those
aren't
regular teas.
Holy crap. These guys are
those
throwing
regular.
Down. I'm telling you.
Vodka.
Vodka iced tea?
Vodka is 7,
vodka, iced
vodka
tea?
Coke.
Iced tea and vodka? I like it.
What is that?
Man.
That's not an Arnold Palmer.
Well,
I'll
tell you this.
Is that what's it called?
You're getting drunk and you ain't going to sleep.
What's
that's
the John Daly? What's the John Daly?
What is it?
It's vodka and lemonade?
No, he's a Jack Daniels guy, isn't he? He's a Jack guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we can advertise this. You're paying for us to be here all day. Domestic beer buckets all day, every Friday for $10.
Wow.
That's a low, low price, people.
Domestic buckets for $10.
Yeah, domestic beer buckets all day, every
Friday. In this
Friday,
economy?
In this economy. And that's not just Bud Light that they're trying to get rid of, I think.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know.
Could be a sneaky
thing. I don't know.
Could be a
350 fireball shots, okay? You guys, what are you doing drinking those instead of 350 fireballs, okay? Here, right here. Kirsten just gave me that. There, okay, nice. Iced tea, lemonade, and vodka is a John Daly. Iced tea, lemonade, and vodka is a John Daly. Okay?
Okay.
So there you have it. There you have it. All right, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you hear the Matt Burke story? And listen, I was listening to the point, and Jeremy makes a pretty good point. Get the Matt Burke, CJ Stroud story ready, Sean. Jeremy makes a pretty good point. Have you seen the Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask video where they're throwing to against air and they can't complete them? It's really embarrassing. Apparently there's a Will Levis embarrassing video out there.
Well, it's when people want to make an embarrassing video, they just show.
Just like Tua last year.
Yeah, all you got to do is show a couple of
mess-ups.
When you had Tyreek Hill waiting on what happened in the season. It's easy to just take your worst.
Well, Jeremy's point was this, was – I'm glad that C.J. Stroud is not doing that. But then this Matt Burke story came up about C.J. making a mistake in practice. And Jeremy asked, is that a good thing that he's – listen, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his rookie year. Rookies are going to make – we have to stop that everybody's got to be perfect at everything.
We also have to stop trying to – what Jeremy was saying – I think, and I understand this because this is what we've become as a society, of making sure that you protect people and you protect narratives. And what he's saying is that good that you're telling people that he's already – because now on
no,
shows –
No, I don't think he was telling people. It was, I want my player to play well is what he's saying.
So what did he have the problem with that then?
Well, no. Is this a good thing that he's made a mistake in –
Oh, as opposed to Matt Burke talking about it?
No, as opposed to not making any mistakes.
He was okay with Matt Burke talking about it?
No. I don't know.
Well, the reason I asked that is because it's got to be okay. Whatever the truth is the truth. If a guy doesn't play well or has an interception, we don't have to rush to protect him. Protect him. Well, that's not even fair to say. Wait, can you just let people play? And I'm saying in the aesthetic.
Or if it's the other way where it's, I don't want him. I don't want him making any. I want him to be really good and not.
It's hovering. It's just like we hover as parents. It's hovering over a player. Let a player make his mistakes.
That, it's a guy who's coming from a college program in his first week in the NFL, and he threw an interception. Oh well.
You know what's dumb is, and unfortunately, you know, and I was somebody who covered, you know, who would cover practice for the Chronicle, my Chronicle blog or whatever, and mention it and talk about it on radio. But you have people who see stuff, and then they run off at the mouth. They see an interception by Deshaun Watson, right? And they show a video of it, and it becomes the narrative, and then it goes viral on Twitter. And instead of putting things in context, which Twitter, social media doesn't put anything in context, or instead of having a messenger that understands context, they don't do that. They want to get the likes, the hits, or they just simply don't understand, you know, that this is a learning process. Like, I don't care about Will Levis missing a throw. I don't care if Anthony Richardson completed a 70-yard pass. Football's a big sport for a quarterback to learn. Let him go through it.
So hard. I don't care what level you're playing it at. You're going to make mistakes. Who cares?
Commenting plus and minus. Exactly.
This is Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, talking about C.J. Stroud making a mistake early in, I think it was while it was still OTAs. Here's Matt Burke.
I'll tell you one story, honestly. We did a two-minute drive at the end of practice sometime last week, and he threw into a kind of a coverage we hadn't shown. It was the first day we put the coverage in, and he threw in. Probably wasn't a throw he probably wanted back, I'll just say it that way. But the first thing he did when I was walking off the field, he grabbed me. He said, yeah, literally, Coach Burke. And he spent about 10 minutes walking in off the field asking me about the coverage and just sort of what he saw and how we kind of set it up and talk through that. So I think just, again, his deliberateness and intent to try to get better, and, like, he's literally grabbing everybody he can in the field. I love all those guys, Davis and Case and those guys. Like, during stretch lines, I kind of go hang out and talk to them a little bit about some of the stuff we're doing in the periods and just try to get that back and forth. And so he's been very sort of intentional of learning and just learning defense too. Like, hey, what'd you call there? What was that coverage or what'd you do here? So I respect that from him.
Yeah, I mean,
love
that.
Dude, it just –
I love that.
It just moved for me.
Yeah. I mean, I love that.
That answer, are you kidding me? That he pulls the DC aside and asks about the coverage and trying to understand how to beat the coverage? That's what you do. That's what a veteran would do. Yeah. Is you want to think like a defensive coordinator. You're playing chess against the defense coordinator. Your offense coordinator is too, but you as a quarterback, you have to learn to play chess against the defensive coordinator. That's who you're playing against. And so learning to play chess and not checkers, what an awesome soundbite that is to find out that C.J. Stroud is going over to pull the architect aside and say, what did you do? How did you show it? How do I beat it?
Right.
Like, oh, my gosh, that's great to hear from a rookie. That's
awesome.
A veteran move that you'd expect.
That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, I love that. I love that. And yeah, you're right about protecting them. And my goodness, he's going to make so many mistakes in the games. He's going to make so many mistakes. He's going to make veterans make so. If we're protecting these kids or we're expecting them to be perfect, Josh Allen was. They wanted him out in Buffalo after his rookie year.
Yeah.
And look at what Josh Allen is. We gotta stop that. Everything has gotta be perfect. It's hard to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to play it especially in the NFL. It's hard at every level, but in the NFL, it is so complex. In the first week, if you don't think this kid is gonna make some mistakes, I do. I'm with you. I love that he's pulling the DC aside and saying, "What did you do? How do I beat that?" That is great. Time to talk about Amy. Over at Houston Injection, time to talk about you feeling better about yourself, looking better, looking younger. If you want to get the Botox, whatevs, get your Botox on. If you want to get your hair removed, if you got a hairy back.
Dude, they got Ozempic.
They got Ozempic.
Do you know people are ready to fight you over Ozempic? I've got some at my house, and I take the injection on Wednesday. When I got back from my vacation, Wednesday. It's easy. I'm afraid of needles, and I give myself a shot. It's the tiniest little
needle.
It's nothing.
You grab
it's
your nothing. Stomach and you put it in there.
I mean, it'd be way easier. Yeah, it'd be way easier to just give myself. Yeah, you know, if steroids would be that easy, you could do that in those tiny little needles. Maybe that's why baseball had all that problem there. Now you got Ozempic, tiny little needles, nothing.
Boom.
People like me don't like needles. I give myself the shot. That's
and
a joke.
You can do this too.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the best way to lose some weight, this is the best way to go about it. Ozempic, and she's got it. If you want it, you're tired of being heavy, you want to do something about it, let's go. Go to 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com.
ESPN 97.5, you've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
In our lovely T-Box, Texas, John Granato at 17. Should be the birdie of my sports installment. Oh, hi. You left it short. John for the tap in and for the par. Oh, my. Oh, this should be a rather my. He lipped it. John Granato now for sheer human pride. Oh, my. The gallery now starting to stream away.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima, it's John and Lance.
I've four-putted before, so I'm not going to say anything, but
we
that's pretty
have.
Funny. John Granato again for the – oh, that's
– I didn't catch the show at the beginning of the week. Did y'all cover the Kwame Brown-Shannon Sharpe feud? I don't have time for junior high stuff. Like, I may – so, no, I haven't.
I was embarrassed for Kwame, if you want to know the truth.
You did?
He kept going, there's no first downs in basketball. There's no first downs. There's no first – get another saying.
What was their beef about?
That Shannon Sharpe was –
Kwame's become another
Kwame
guy.
Kwame was criticizing John Morant. He said, what an idiot John Morant was.
I remember that, yeah.
And then Shannon Sharpe came back with, you know, something about he was defending Ja or whatever.
It was actually about LeBron James. LeBron James,
his personal bodyguard,
not having, you know, not making like a good move on the final shot. So he said Richard Hamilton would have got his shot off on the final play where he got stripped by Jamal Murray to get swept. He said Richard Hamilton would have got a shot off. Gilbert Arenas would have got a shot off. Kobe would have got a shot off. Jordan would have got a shot off. How are they going to call you the greatest player ever and you wouldn't get a shot
you
off?
You can't say that about Shannon Sharpe's best friend.
So Shannon Sharpe the next day says, like, you're on the Mount Rushmore of busts. Although this time last year, Shannon Sharpe said Kwame's not a bust. How can he be a bust when he made the NBA? Now he says you're on the Mount Rushmore of busts. And then that's when he says, you know, you're just a guest in this basketball thing. So even though I was a bust, I still played in the NBA. So I still know more
all
than
that
you.
And all that.
We
and
covered
all that
this
is...
on the audition with Dell.
Oh, you did?
I thought, but he did mention Ja in there too.
That was a previous thing.
Yeah, that was a previous thing.
Oh, that was the other thing. Okay.
But all that.
Oh, no. This is why he mentioned Ja. He said, I know why Ja's holding the gun now, because you were trying to fight his dad and the whole Memphis Grizzlies team. That's why he's holding a gun. He's trying to protect himself from you.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's right.
That's
right.
Pretty good for Kwame. Honestly, I just, Shannon, it's such a bad look. This is why I just don't think you can become good friends with coaches or players, because or GMs or presidents or whatever, is because it prevents you from being honest or being real about everything. It's just too hard if guys are your friend. I mean, look at that's usually something you would just let go, but being LeBron's great friend or whatever. Shannon Sharpe, you can't expect to have anything that's even remotely objective.
Well, not and especially like after having, you did try to fight the whole Memphis Grizzlies team.
I mean,
but over LeBron. I mean, that's just listen. I like it though. I'm gonna go with Shannon in that fight. I'm going with Shannon.
Dude. But what about the verbal? What about the verbal sparring?
Well, Kwame.
Kwame's actually pretty good at that.
No.
Now, the platform's bigger.
Go watch it. He keeps saying over and over, there ain't no first downs. I'm like.
The gun thing was pretty funny.
Else.
I didn't see it, but the gun thing was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny to Ja, who found out from Commissioner Stern that Commissioner Stern came out. I mean, Stern.
Silver.
Adam Silver came out and said. I said Stern because someone else called. I saw on Twitter somebody said, Adam Silver so soft. So David Stern would have already suspended him for a year and had him apologizing by the first game, by halftime of the game one of the finals. That's probably true. But Adam Silver came out and said they had more information. And remember, they're going to do a deep dive. They have more information on Ja. That more information thing makes me think that 50 is the minimum. And it could be as – I think 50 to 82 is what we're looking at. Low-end 50, high-end 82. That's my guess. I don't think it'll be 60. I don't think it'll be – you know, because there's the thing. If you don't have Ja and you're playing poorly, you kind of hurt Memphis by allowing him to come back and maybe get wins if you're on pace to be one of the bottom three teams in the league from a you know, a lottery standpoint, right?
Well, without Ja, what are they?
Well, they might be a lottery team.
They will be a lottery team.
Yeah, so then you bring Ja back to win just enough games not to make it in the lottery. If he's going to be suspended 50, 60, like if it's 50, okay, it's 50. You still have 32 to go. If it's 60, now we're getting too deep. Now you might as well make it a year. Now, Ja doesn't think that because every game he's suspended, he loses that check.
Well, I could see it being 41, 50, or all 82. I could see those three. He ain't going 60.
I only see 50 and 82. I don't even think 40. I think 40 is too light.
Well, it's half the season. 41.
Yeah. No, I know, but they're going to round it down. They won't say 41. They should. I don't know why we have to have round numbers. We have to start a radio show at 7 o'clock.
Why not 7:04?
Yeah.
Or 7:32?
7:05 this show starts. 6:50 it starts. But, you know, top of the hour, everything has to be round numbers. Everyone got upset when Deshaun Watson got 11 games. Like, 11? Well, this is not – No, why didn't you just do 10 or do 12? Why did you do 11? People actually were upset and angered that 11 was the number.
People are stupid,
It's
though.
Just a number.
No, it it's was a perfect prime so number. He could come back and be in Houston.
It's a prime number, meaning they did not want Deshaun in his prime. Obviously, why aren't you on these conspiracy theories? Maybe I see deeper than other people. Oh,
I don't know. I don't know about that. Well, you are a deep thinker, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a beautiful mind.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the poster. Anyway, so Paul Gallant is going to be here in just actually in about 20 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Joel and Jeremy are going to be here. We're going to have lunch from Center Court right here. So Center Court Pizza is bringing lunch over. So you got free lunch. You got a full bar here. You've got TVs. You've got the simulators. You've got a cooler that we're playing for that is the nicest cooler in the history of coolers. Okay? All right here all day long.
Do we know what the lowest score is? Do we know what the low score is yet?
I don't know that. I think we got some results up there, but we don't. Pebble Beach Golf Links, yeah, right there. We got some scores, but we don't know who's the low score yet. Two under? Two over is the low score.
What's your best score here? It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not easy.
No,
like
it's
I
not
said,
easy.
I saw somebody shoot. I didn't shoot it. I think I was like five over. Hmm? I played. I was five over. I saw somebody shoot eight under.
My under over is going to be 3.5. Over under 3.5, plus 3.5. I think is a fair one for
over.
Me.
I'm going to go over on that fair. One.
The numbers move to 6.5.
You and I are going to play at the Pebble.
No,
on the Pebble.
My back hurts.
RJ, you going to play? No, you're terrible. I saw your swing. You're not. You can't. Don't do it. Don't do it, RJ.
What? Well, don't.
Spend, hey, I'm practicing.
And spend $25.
I'm a guy in training.
Yeah.
A young golfer in training.
Yeah, he's a young golfer in training.
Are you doing Paul's show too here?
Yeah.
You are? And Joel and Jeremy?
No, then now I'll be tagged out by Andrew.
Oh, okay. Andrew's coming. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to play. Well, no, at 10 o'clock we're going to play. No, we're not. We're actually on the air right now, but thank you. So.
Sir, we're trying to do a show. Sir.
We, and oh, by the way, $10 buckets of beer every Friday right here. 350 fireballs. Right here at T-Box. So we want you to come on out, have a big time, get just plastered. Get as stinky drunk as you can.
No, you don't. Just have a good time. Don't get plastered.
Stinky drunk. See,
let me tell you,
like
somebody bars have responsibilities
like
these
guys.
They look fine. What are they just sitting there?
Look at them. They're just throwing
they're
down.
Sipping,
how many?
They're sipping at a reasonable rate. Bars have responsibilities for that stuff. I think Kobo's just gotten something happened. Yeah, those look very reasonable rate to be drinking a drink that does have some color in it.
About six or seven of them. Holy crap.
We haven't even talked about the fact that we get tonight is the big game.
Oh, yeah.
Fromber and Shohei. Fromber versus Shohei. This is going to be the headline matchup in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we've already seen that this season.
No, but today it's the headline matchup.
No, I know, but it's already happened.
Yeah, Fromber beat him.
Mm-hmm. Fromber won.
It's like, what, 4-2,
something
like that?
Why do we have
to
do this again? I mean, I'm bored with it, if you want to know the truth. We've already seen this, already done this. Beat his ass, okay? Yeah, Shohei loses. 3-1, Astros win. Under, over, 5 runs.
Well, Shohei Ohtani right now is 5-1 with a .291, a whip of .95. He's allowed 34 hits in 65 innings.
Well, guess what? He lost. His lone loss was to Fromber. Okay?
He's got 90 strikeouts in 65 innings. Fromber, now, but the problem is he's given up 8 home runs. You know, Fromber's given up 6 home runs.
Yeah, it's different.
And he gave up 7 last year, I think.
It's different.
6 home runs, but he's got 77 mm-hmm. strikeouts to 16 walks. The walk count is much lower for him this year. Man, has he done a number on that over the last 3 to 4 years. His strikeout to walk now is at 5-1.
That's great.
How terrific is that? 60 hits in 72 innings. He hasn't been his best version of himself. He's got a 1.04 whip, which is good. I mean, it's still really good, but it's because the walks are down. The innings hit per hit per innings pitch is up a little bit right now, but the walks are way down. So his whip of 104 is, I mean, it's really terrific for a guy who's not a high strikeout guy. And he's still better than 9 per, slightly better than 1 per inning, you know, per 9. He's at about 1 per 9, and that's good. 5-4 record with a .238. Shohei 5-1 with a .291. Those are two guys who could be in the battle for, you know, they're in the short list of Cy Young Award
absolutely
candidates for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right now, though, it is who we just saw the other day from the Twins, Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray is the favorite by far right now.
Sonny Gray.
He is pitching his
historical
ass off
fact
this year.
Was one of the only pitchers at the 2017 Astros fans were pissed that they weren't in on the Sonny Gray sweepstakes at the 17
Don't you wish you were now?
Trade deadline. I'm glad we weren't then because it became Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
So Sonny Gray actually went to what he went to the Yankees,
went
I think,
Yankees.
And was not good.
No.
He's not
he
good.
Couldn't pitch there, but he sure is pitching in Minnesota. That's for sure. All right, taking a break. And when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about basketball. We've been talking a lot of basketball, and I'm talking about you and your kids. I'm talking about them playing. I'm talking about you knowing where your kids are because they're going to be in the driveway. The whole neighborhood's going to be over, and you're going to be like, I don't want the whole neighborhood over. Yeah, you do. You want them in your front yard so you know, or your backyard, so you know where they are. The kids will love this. Your kids will make friends. Your kids will be outside exercising. Your kids will have some athleticism. Your kids will make it. I mean, this is a great way to lose weight. It's a great way for your kids to actually enjoy themselves with exercise. Dad, this is the goal that they want. This is where they can dunk. This is where they can actually enjoy playing some basketball as opposed to stapling a basket to your garage. They ain't playing because they can't reach the 10-foot goal. They want to dunk. They want to have fun. They want to just have – you want to know where they are, and they'll be at your house because you got the best goal in the market. It's not even arguable. This is the best. Raise and lower the goal. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Flames on the side of my face, breathing, breathless, heaving.
News of the weird. Weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
Ready to go? We were taking pictures with people out here. It's so much fun. Get on out here to T-Box. Come on, let's go. 8 bays. People enjoying themselves. People drinking. People having a good time. It's going to be a great day. Free food out here. Come on by. Let's go. Kroger might be in a little bit of have a little bit of a problem, Lance.
Why?
They paid employee bonuses in March.
Mm-hmm.
Asked for the money back in April. Can you give your employee a bonus and then say 1, 2, 3, want back, take back?
No.
No.
Wait, what? What was their rationale?
We're broke. We need that back. You want to still have a job?
Wow.
Wow. How about that? That's like, oh. India seems like they're moving forward. India moving forward.
Okay.
They're cutting periodic tables and evolution from school textbooks.
Periodic tables, too.
Yeah. That's way too advanced. We ain't doing all that, okay? What?
Periodic table. Oh, we got to learn all these letters.
What? It doesn't seem like. Hey, do you want to be a Golden Knight? You're in the NHL Finals.
What do you mean, do I want to be them?
Las Vegas Strip Club has offered free lap dances for life. As a Stanley Cup incentive, do you want
to who?
To the Golden Knights if they win the NHL title?
Seems
like that.
Seems like it's
a nice.
Nah, free. That's a bait and switch.
Yeah,
seen that tactic. It's free until you get
then
to that
go,
one
yeah.
room.
Well,
starts off free.
Yeah, and then you don't tip. Yeah, no, thanks. Bye. What? No,
that ain't free.
There ain't nothing free.
No such thing as
ain't no
free
such
in a strip club.
In a strip club.
No.
The last place anything is
free. In a strip club.
According to the New York Times.
It's like a little timeshare. Don't worry. Just come on this trip. It's free. It's no problem. We just want to give you this cruise.
Yeah.
No problem.
Apparently, the New York Times reviewed the movie The Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Says it doesn't have enough kink. Do you think The Little Mermaid should have more
kink? That can't
kink?
Be true.
That's true.
Kink.
It's not kinky enough.
What kind of kink are they looking for?
I don't know, but it doesn't feel like that. I don't want my Little Mermaid to have a lot of kink.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you might, but not for the kids.
Maybe just me.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter, you heard of it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, looks like some of their employees might need them. They're cutting their staff by 20%.
ZipRecruiter is.
Hey, since I worked here, can I get it for free?
That's irony.
It seems like some of their employees. Three teens were arrested in New York. Apparently, there was a pond with a prized
goose.
Swan.
I saw the kid getting taken to the, they stole.
A
they
swan.
Cooked it. They killed it.
Killed it.
Cooked
it
and stole the. Stole the babies, too, the eggs or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw the kid being walked into, a kid, looked like he was in his 20s, being walked to the police car. The city is so pissed off.
That's just seems like kids. I mean,
it wasn't
to,
really.
Go to the store.
Like, they were in their 20s. I don't know if they have swan meat there.
I'm not. Well, I don't.
Ian Pete's Fine Meat does, he does exotic stuff. I've never seen swan meat. I've seen bear.
Yeah.
I've seen kangaroo, I've seen snake. I've never seen swan meat.
We got to get it.
Unless, my guess is it's
unless you get arrested every time.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get that.
Apparently, Iraq is they're having a problem with school exams. Mm-hmm. People using the internet to cheat.
Yeah,
they're turning the entire internet off in the country during school exams.
In the country.
In the country.
We can't control it room by room.
Yeah, final exams in public and private universities, they're turning off the internet.
Can you imagine, like our tests, you don't know when there's a finals at different times, different days, right? So you're going multiple days without
sure,
the internet?
No, I'm pretty sure Iraq is going to be able to monitor. I'm pretty sure.
Kind of just one day.
This is how we're.
Let's get them in all right now. This is it.
A man was passing out fake $100 bills in Logan Square in Chicago. Mm. You know how they found out?
Because no one would be passing out $100 bills.
Well, the bills had actually the word copy written on top of them.
Yeah, does that make it a fake $100 bill if it already has copy?
Well, he was trying to pass them off as $100 bills.
Well, if he's passing them out to people.
He's trying to buy stuff, I guess. And arrested.
If he said, I'll give you this 100.
You're stupid.
If he said, I'll give you 100 for your 50, then I would say, okay, there's something.
Yeah.
It's not right here.
Yeah, apparently. All right, we are done here. Paul Gallant is next.
That little kid's getting ready to go play rally baseball. You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
He's got his baseball. He's staring you down right now like, you want some, old man?
Hey, I'll take you on, boy.
Look at this kid's turning like, what'd he say?
I don't know, but he doesn't seem to be happy with me. I do know this. We're happy with T-Box. We want you to come on out here, hang out with us all day long. Food, Center Court is bringing lunch today, so come on over here and eat lunch. $10
buckets
of beer
every Friday. That simulator pitcher is throwing some gas, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Every Friday, $10 buckets
Watch
of
this.
Beer. And he's hitting it. And we need you to come on out and hang out here. See Daniel and Catherine and Brian and Corey, Kirsten, everybody here out at T-Box, Texas. Thank you for having us out here. We really appreciate it. It has been a lot of fun, and we will be back. I promise you we will be back. I need to talk right now about my peeps over at HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Love them. Love what they do. We love them as a station. We had another payroll company, and if you have a payroll company that you're not completely satisfied with, we had a payroll company, and we grew from 25 employees to 75 employees, and they were like, yeah, no, it's the same price. Like, no, it shouldn't be the same price. When you buy at the box store, you get a cheaper price because you're buying in bulk. Well, if you have a bunch of employees, if you have more employees, then you should get your payroll at a cheaper price. And that's what they do. They customize a plan for you every single time. Every business is different. Every business has different needs. And it doesn't matter if you got, if your people are salary or their bonuses or they're working hourly, whatever it is, commission. It doesn't matter. They figure it out. They are awesome, awesome, awesome. The technology is second to none. They're the best. And if you're looking for a great way to get into your payroll, HR, and your taxes, they're excellent. All you need to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Dude, totally.
Dude, totally.